So what we've been doing, Hudson, and everybody else listening, is highlighting local businesses, because right now local businesses need a lot of love. And I've been trying to go to restaurants that support my son's high school program, the football and the baseball program at Alpharetta High School. Last night we went to Windward Tavern. And anytime there's a reason to go out to get something to eat, we're just tired of cooking at home, then I try to choose somebody like that, because local businesses need help. And today on our show, we want to highlight a really cool place that was established in 2012 by a husband and wife team, Ken and Jeanette Katz. It's called Buenos Dias Cafe, and it's based on Jeanette's Salvadorian heritage. So it's super fresh, authentic cuisine in downtown Atlanta. It's really close to GSU. A lot of the students and faculties come over, a lot of professionals in that downtown area. But their core values are fresh food, natural ingredients, minimal waste, and genuine interest in their customers and the environment. Want to welcome Ken into the Sports X family. Thanks so much for joining us, Ken.
Thank you so much. I've got Jeanette with us too.
Oh, right on, Jeanette. Oh, it's so nice to hear from you. I've been looking at your social media and been looking at your website. I can't wait to come down and try out what you guys do. Tell us what makes your restaurant a little bit different than maybe any other restaurant in that area, because you guys are located there in near downtown off Decatur Street.
Yeah, I think, well, we've been down here a little bit, like you said, 8 years, so we were one of the first down here to really cater to students' needs and try and get them some healthy, fresh food on their way to and from class, and then just built on the downtown environment and tried to keep everybody fed during this tough time.
Ken and Jeanette, a lot of people around here, including myself, when they think of a restaurant that comes from Salvadorian roots and Salvadorian heritage and Salvadorian food, they think, okay, what's the go-to food? So tell us, for people out there listening, where they can find you guys, downtown Atlanta, if you're living in the Atlanta area, they can find you. But if they're coming into your restaurant, what's that go-to cuisine for at y'all's restaurants that, I guess, helps people taste and experience the Salvadorian roots?
Pupusas. You must have pupusas. Ken call it is the Salvadorian pizza, because he's from New York.
Pizza.
So if you go to El Salvador, it's like New York. Every corner is a pupuseria. So all kind of pupusas, breakfast, lunch, dinner.
I love it.
What is it? What is it, though?
It's a corn stuffed tortilla, which is gluten-free. And the traditional is beans and cheese, and also has pork in it. But seeing the demand of people changing their diets, now we make them vegan and vegetarian.
Ah, very nice.
A completely different thing.
Yeah, it sounds so good. Go ahead, Ken. I didn't mean to cut you off.
That's cool. One of the great things about being downtown right now is that we're able to provide food to some of the downtown first responders and hospitals. We've had a couple people calling and ordering us, having us bring food over to Grady and over to one of the shelters down here so that they can feed a bunch of people at the same time and make sure that people have an access to food, because not a lot of stuff is still open down here.
Yeah, no, that makes sense. And I love that, the fact that you guys are able to help out those, because, I mean, our first responders, they're the people right now on the front lines. If you consider this kind of a war, man, they're our soldiers, and we're certainly behind them and support them 100%. But small business being the backbone of America, we want to make sure that we're supporting our small businesses here at Dickey Broadcasting, over on our sister station, The Fan, and here on Atlanta Sports X. Tug Cowart, Hudson Mason, talking to Ken and Jeanette. They are the owners of Buenos Dias Cafe. You can find them on Decatur Street in downtown. You heard Jeanette talking about some of the dishes that they have, and some of the it's like a Salvadorian pizza, which is incredible and sounds delicious, but also quesadillas and other Latin-inspired fare, a lot of vegetarian offers and options that you can get. So what is it that you're seeing now with the slowdown? Has business been okay? Has it been really slow? Has it been where are you guys? How are you handling this?
We're handling it okay, and because we've been around a while, we have a nice bit of customers who keep checking in on us, but it's down dramatically. And it's, you know, with Georgia State, as it is, it's pretty seasonal. We'd be coming towards the end of the semester and then a little bit downtime and then not pick back up till late August. And now that's kind of what we're anticipating happening. And so we're trying to think of ways that we can reach out to the community in the immediate areas and bring food to different ways. We just partnered with the community farmers market to provide frozen pupusas for pickup. It's a program they're doing at five different farmers markets throughout the city at, I think it's cfmatl.org. And I think that's going to be a really good program to getting fresh fruit and vegetables to people as well as some prepared foods.
Oh, that's awesome. Can you hit that website one more time?
I believe it's cfmatl.org, or you can Google any of the in-town farmers markets like Grand Park Market, the Presidential Parkway Market, or Decatur's Farmers Market.
That's awesome. And that's a another way that you can get some of the delicious food that you would get from Buenos Dias Cafe. Make sure you look them up on the web, Buenos Dias Cafe. You can just do a quick Google search for them. Find them on social media, Buenos Dias Cafe on Instagram. I know I connected with you guys on Instagram there. So it's easy to do, easy to find. And if you're looking for somewhere to get food, you're tired of cooking, yet you know you got to do something quick, go home and bring it with you, do the takeout. Make sure you go by if you're in that in you know, downtown Grant Park area on the east side, west side. Go by there. Support local business as best you can and visit Buenos Dias Cafe with Ken and Jeanette Katz. We appreciate your time, and we want you guys to flourish and succeed, and I hope somebody that's listening right now will be down in that area and be able to swing by and help you guys out. We're pulling for you, and we want you to do well. God bless you, and we'll be thinking about you and pulling for you.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
You're so very welcome, man. I don't know about you, Hudson, but I've gone to their website, and it is off the charts. It looks so good. And that's the one good thing about this. Like, we had JD's Barbecue yesterday and then Buenos Dias Cafe today. Like, I've got new places that I want to go and visit and check out, because that's something my wife, Laura, and I love to do is check out new restaurants.